PCOS affects 1 in 10 women worldwide, yet remains widely misunderstood even by healthcare professionals. This syndrome, not a disease, presents differently in each woman, making diagnosis and treatment frustratingly complex. Some struggle with weight gain and irregular periods, while others remain slim but battle acne and hair loss. What makes PCOS particularly challenging is its interconnected nature. It's not just a reproductive disorder, but a whole-body metabolic condition affecting everything from your insulin response to your stress hormones. Think of PCOS as your body speaking a language doctors haven't fully learned to translate. The Rotterdam criteria revolutionized diagnosis by requiring only 2 of 3 possible symptoms: irregular or absent ovulation, excess male hormones, and polycystic ovaries on ultrasound. This created distinct PCOS types, explaining why 2 women with the same diagnosis might look nothing alike. Those famous cysts aren't actually cysts at all, but partially developed follicles that accumulate when high testosterone and insulin stall normal egg development. The good news? PCOS isn't a static condition, but a dynamic one that responds to targeted treatment. By understanding your unique type and addressing the underlying imbalances, you can move from more severe to milder forms or even achieve complete symptom reversal. Your PCOS journey requires an individualized approach, one that treats you as a whole person, not just a collection of symptoms. Inflammation acts like a smoldering fire beneath PCOS symptoms. Rather than just a side effect, research shows it's the central driver of the condition. This chronic inflammation creates a cycle. Inflammatory chemicals increase testosterone production and insulin resistance, which trigger more inflammation. Even in lean individuals, PCOS disrupts fat cell function. When these cells overflow, they release fatty acids that damage vital organs. Poor circulation in fatty tissue leads to cell death, triggering immune responses and inflammation. These processes affect hormones, egg quality, gut health, and mood. Gut health plays a crucial role in PCOS inflammation. A compromised intestinal barrier, leaky gut, allows contents to escape, triggering immune responses that worsen PCOS inflammation. This explains why symptoms like bloating, food sensitivities, thyroid issues, and skin problems often accompany PCOS. While high-sensitivity C-reactive protein, HSCRP, tests can detect inflammation, treating it requires eliminating triggers like dairy and sugar, focusing on whole foods, healing the gut, and using anti-inflammatory supplements like trans-resveratrol, omega-3s, and curcumin. Addressing inflammation creates the foundation for managing all PCOS symptoms. Insulin resistance forms the metabolic foundation of PCOS, particularly for women with abdominal weight gain. When cells don't respond to insulin properly, the pancreas produces more to control blood sugar, leading to chronically elevated levels that trigger androgen production in the ovaries. Common signs include abdominal fat, weight loss resistance, dark skin patches, and skin tags. The condition disrupts leptin and adiponectin, key metabolic regulators. With PCOS, your brain no longer responds properly to leptin's fullness signals, creating a cycle of carbohydrate cravings and reduced metabolism. Testing for insulin resistance requires specific measures like HOMA-IR ratio, insulin glucose challenge tests, and HbA1c, as glucose levels often remain normal for years. Treatment focuses on proper diet and exercise. Just 75 minutes of weekly vigorous activity shows significant benefits. Understanding PCOS's metabolic complexity matters more than viewing weight as a willpower issue. Long-term weight maintenance at higher levels creates a resistant set point. Treating insulin resistance through proper nutrition typically proves more effective than restrictive dieting, supporting optimal health at any size. For women with PCOS, stress triggers a hormonal cascade. The hypothalamus releases corticotropin-releasing hormone, leading the adrenal glands to produce cortisol and androgens. Women with PCOS produce more cortisol than others, amplifying hormonal imbalances. Nearly half of PCOS cases show adrenal-dominant androgen excess, identified through DHEAS testing. These women typically face lower metabolic risks than those with primarily ovarian androgen production. Elevated cortisol worsens insulin resistance. Effects appear within 4 to 6 hours of stress and last over 16 hours. It also reduces the effectiveness of estrogen, progesterone, and thyroid hormones, particularly concerning since thyroid dysfunction often accompanies PCOS. Women with PCOS frequently experience anxiety and depression due to visible symptoms, elevated androgens, and chronic inflammation. Studies consistently show higher emotional distress compared to women without PCOS. Managing adrenal health requires stable blood sugar, stress reduction techniques like meditation, and targeted supplements including fish oil, L-theanine, and adaptogenic herbs. Strong social connections and self-care practices help counter the emotional challenges of PCOS. Excess androgens in PCOS cause hirsutism, increased body hair, androgenetic alopecia, female pattern hair loss, and acne. These symptoms stem from ovarian theca cells overproducing testosterone, particularly when triggered by high insulin. Hirsutism affects up to 82% of PCOS women, with hair growth determined more by follicle sensitivity and 5-alpha reductase activity than testosterone levels alone. Hair loss impacts roughly 50% through diffuse thinning, while acne affects up to 86%, typically along the jawline and into adulthood. Natural treatments offer effective alternatives with minimal side effects. Licorice with white peony reduces testosterone production, while green tea inhibits 5-alpha reductase and boosts hormone-binding globulin. Saw palmetto, rosemary extract, and topical melatonin help combat hair loss. Managing these symptoms requires addressing both targeted treatments and underlying factors like inflammation, stress, and insulin resistance. In a healthy menstrual cycle, the hypothalamus, pituitary, and ovaries work in harmony. With PCOS, rapid gonadotropin-releasing hormone pulses lead to excess luteinizing hormone, LH, increasing testosterone and preventing ovulation. PCOS follicles contain thick theca layers that produce too much testosterone compared to estrogen, blocking follicular development and ovulation. When ovulation does occur, low progesterone often results. Elevated anti-Müllerian hormone, AMH, further disrupts hormonal signals. While oral contraceptives mask symptoms by suppressing hormones, natural therapies offer gentler rebalancing options. White peony with licorice helps restore cycles, black cohosh improves hormone ratios and ovulation, and Vitex regulates the rapid GnRH pulses typical in PCOS. By addressing core imbalances rather than symptoms alone, women can restore their natural cycles. Once underlying inflammation, insulin resistance, and adrenal stress improve, hormonal balance often follows. PCOS requires a comprehensive approach, addressing inflammation, insulin resistance, hormones, and environmental factors. True healing demands examining your complete health picture. Nutrition is fundamental. Prioritize anti-inflammatory foods, quality proteins, healthy fats, and fiber-rich vegetables while avoiding sugar, processed foods, and common triggers like gluten and dairy. Your specific PCOS type should guide food choices. Thyroid health directly impacts PCOS, with thyroid disorders being more prevalent in PCOS patients. Even subtle thyroid dysfunction can amplify insulin resistance and hormonal imbalances, making thorough testing essential. Minimize exposure to endocrine disruptors found in plastics, personal care products, and pesticides by choosing glass containers, organic foods, and chemical-free products. PCOS isn't a life sentence or personal failing. Understanding your unique type and addressing root causes enables lasting change. Your body can heal naturally when given proper support and when obstacles are removed. This journey requires sustainable changes rather than quick fixes. With patience and the right approach, hormonal balance is achievable.